All right, we're just gonna hop right into it this week. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
All right. So my wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and write. I knew you were gonna have to think. I don't know how I knew. So I packed up my stuff and write. Because she was mad he had no sense of direction.
Oh, instead of left?
We got us a knee slapper, folks.
That was good. That was a good one.
I told you it was going to be a goodie. That's probably my favorite one. Wonderful. Oh, that made my day. Okay. Whew. Oh, shit, my bad. Okay. Honestly, I don't even know what to call this story. Like, it's like Robin Hood, but also not Robin Hood, and like a vigilante, like real life Dexter Morgan type situation. Okay. Yeah, he's like he's a notorious serial killer in Brazil. So,
okay.
Yeah. His name is Pedro Rodriguez Filho, not really sure. One of those two. But yeah, he's been coined as the real life Dexter, and profilers have described him as the perfect psychopath. Right?
Wow.
Some pretty nice titles to tote around for a serial killer.
Yeah.
I would say. But.
And Dexter was like a cool show. Like, I liked it.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool dude. Yeah. Because, you know, he only killed people who,
yeah,
you know, like, fit the code.
Yeah.
You know, deserved to be killed type deal. And Pedro, who was also known as Killer Petey.
Okay.
Right? And Pedrino Matador. He had a few, like, I know most killers have, what, one nickname?
Yeah.
He had a few. But, yeah, we'll just call him Petey for the sake of life.
I kind of like Pedro better. It's all
right. You like Pedro? Vote for Pedro. Not this Pedro. But, yeah, we can call him Pedro. You know, whatever floats your boat. I like Pedro because,
yeah,
holy dynamite. Anywho. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Pedro and his background and upbringing and whatnot. Well, not a lot. Yeah, like I said, a little bit. Okay. So Pedro had a rough start. You know, from the get-go. He was born with a injured and, what is the word I'm looking for? Not dismembered. That's dark.
Yeah.
Deformed.
Okay, there we go.
He was born with a deformed and injured skull. And this was a result of a beating that his mom took from his father while she was pregnant. Isn't that horrible?
That's terrible.
Like, how can you, I'll never understand. I'll never get it. But, his dad also, naturally, abused him throughout his childhood. And that clearly fucked him up a little bit. He was born on a farm in Brazil. I saw conflicting accounts of whether it was June 17th, 1954. Or July 17th, 1954. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Big difference.
I know. Very big difference.
Big difference.
That's my freaking birthday. He better not.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. That's the difference in him being a Cancer or not.
Or a Gemini.
Yeah. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
There's a big difference.
So, he claims that he felt the urge to kill as young as 13 years old. And he also claims, and this is unfounded, it's not confirmed or anything, but he also claims that he tried killing his cousin at that age by pushing him into a sugarcane press, and he was unsuccessful in his efforts. But like I said, this is unconfirmed. These are just his his claims.
Hmm. So, he probably did.
He probably. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely believe him. But that's just me. So his father worked as a security guard. His first murder. That's what I'm getting to. So his very first murder had to do with his father. His dad worked as a security guard at a high school, and he was accused of stealing food from the cafeteria. And subsequently, he lost his job. He was fired for this accusation. Pedro basically had just a hunger for vengeance after this. And he basically, what did he do? He killed the man who fired his father, who also happened to be the vice mayor of...
Yeah.
I have no idea, you know, where that is. I assume in Brazil.
Yeah.
But he killed him with a shotgun. Exactly. That's not what a shotgun sounds like.
No.
But yeah, so the vice mayor fires his dad, who's accused of stealing
food
from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And he kills him with a shotgun.
Did he get caught?
Nope. Not to my knowledge. The information didn't tell me that.
Hmm.
He didn't go to jail till later. They let him take a couple more souls before.
Okay.
You know, they locked him up. So, not long after came his next killing. About a month later, he tracked down the guard who he believed to, have stolen whatever food.
No, that actually did it.
That actually stole the food. And, he killed him.
Okay.
Yeah. So then he fled the town and hid out for a while in San Paulo.
I've never, like, obviously been to Brazil or, like...
Yeah, no, that'd be a fun place to go.
When I was in high school, we had foreign exchange students from Brazil.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a waste of time to foreign and exchange. I'd do it in college, yeah. But, you know, whatever.
But I wonder what it's like there. I bet
it's hot.
Yeah.
And sexy.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
So he went and he hid out in San Paulo, and he met a woman there.
Yes, he did.
Of course he did. He fell in love with this woman, and she would become his fiance. Her name was Maria.
Love it. I'm sorry.
Her name was Maria Aparecida, maybe. I don't know how the...
Okay.
I don't know how you pronounce that. Olympia. So, Maria Olympia. We'll just leave that
Maria
middle name. Yeah, Maria. That works, Maria. Too. So, Maria. That's, you know, who he met and fell in love with. And he basically was there for just a little bit and was burglarizing local slums and just, you know, small petty things. And during these burglaries, he killed a drug dealer. So, after he met Maria, they became engaged and they lived together for a period of time up until she was murdered by drug dealers. Yes.
because he was breaking into all these other homes.
It was not specific. It didn't say if it was related, but she was, you know, he killed the drug dealer and then she was murdered by drug dealers.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a coincidence that would be in Brazil. You know, yeah, maybe not.
Probably just when you're in this, I don't know.
I mean, karma's a bitch, you know? That's real.
When you live a risky lifestyle, your life is risky. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
When
you put yourself in fucked up situations, shit can get fucked up. That's all. Yep. You know?
Yep.
That's... Like, get your money how you get your money. That's your business. But if you put yourself in a fucked up situation, shit can get fucked up. You know, it's just fucked up. People shouldn't kill people. That's all I'm saying. But naturally, the death of his fiance infuriated him. It sent him into...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If he killed those people because his dad lost his job.
You know? Like, imagine... At what, 14?
Yeah, what he's gonna do now.
Exactly. Oh, so...
What did he do?
This sent him into a crime spree, and he basically hunted down the gang members that were responsible for killing his fiance, torturing and killing them. And one source that I read said that it was an attempt to find the drug dealer responsible. Another source said that he just tracked down a wedding that the drug dealing leader, it was organized by the leader of the gang or whatever, and he killed 7 people and injured 16 more at a wedding. So in case you lost count, that was kill number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and however many more. But yeah, that was the 5th time he went crazy taking someone's life. A month later, after that, he learned that his father was in jail for murdering and dismembering his mother. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Dude. Your life didn't start out fucked up enough. It just had to continue. Like, you poor soul. Also, yeah. Vigilanteism, if that's the word, is not always the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. Not always.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
He visited his dad in jail and stabbed him 22 times. I'm assuming they don't have
That's
the greatest...
That's really hard for him, though. But maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, this is the same guy that he committed his first murder for.
Yeah, like, that's... Like, I feel like... That had to be hard for him, but maybe he was just so mad that, like, what? I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. I could see it being
his
anyway,
head
I guess.
Was deformed when he came out because of this fellow. So who knows if he can even think
that.
Right?
How could I forget about that? That was awful.
Right? It's his terrible. Fault. Like,
it's all his fault. It's all his fault.
Man.
I'm just kidding. Not all of it. But it's a lot of his fault. A lot.
Well, after he stabbed his dad 22 times, that wasn't enough. He carved out his heart and took a bite.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at Aaron's reaction, guys. Just to be clear.
Like, he didn't need to do all that.
Right? He just had
like,
to
I get it.
Take it another step. Like, that wasn't enough.
Was
like,
probably,
a little...
He has some anger issues for sure.
Put a little
like, he was just like, what's it called? Like, a crime of passion.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, crime of passion.
Yeah.
Crime, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, he took it too far.
Definitely. So, eventually...
No fucks.
He gave no fucks.
No.
He ran out of them when he was bored.
Oh, man.
Brazilian authorities eventually caught up with him on May 24th, 1973. They arrested him and placed him in the vehicle with two other criminals. Mind you, this man has made
a... Why they would think that's a good idea?
Exactly. He has a whole career of murdering criminals. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? One of the criminals was a rapist, and Pedro murdered the rapist. The cops opened the door and just, you know, realized, oh, we have two prisoners now. And it's all our fault.
Yeah.
So, here's where his number just gets insane, if it wasn't already for you. While he was in prison, he killed 47 fellow inmates.
Oh, my God.
47 fellow inmates. One of the victims in prison. While he was in jail. Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am. Initially, he was sentenced to 128 years. But in Brazil, the max that somebody can get is actually just 30 years. Okay. So, he had, the max he can get is 30 years. Not going to do that extra math. But one of his prison victims was a cellmate. And can you guess why he killed a cellmate?
Why?
Because he snored too much.
Yep. I bet it was something dumb like that. I mean, snoring is, like...
It's annoying, but
at that point, he has killed so many people. He's, like, that's, like, probably his solution.
Right. He's, like, desensitized to everything. It's, like...
He's, like, oh.
Oh, this bothers me. Let me just kill it.
Get rid of it. Yeah.
So, this pattern of killing criminals... naturally caused the majority of the prison population, his peers, to hate him.
I bet they were, like, scared of him. I'd be scared of him, for sure.
Just imagine, you know, there's a Bundy, targeted beautiful young women with brown long hair parted in the middle. This man basically had a prison full of beautiful women with brown hair parted down the middle. You know?
Yeah.
That was his type.
Yeah.
And his type is criminals, and is fucking full of criminals. It was probably Candyland for him in there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he killed 47, that's a good type, right? So, he said that the thrill of killing another criminal was wonderful and satisfying. Now, initially, he was due to be released in 2003, but his 47 murders got him tacked on another 272 years, making his total sentence 400 years, which I really don't know why the fuck they do that, because the max he can serve is 30.
Yeah.
You know? Would that mean,
like,
y'all are dramatic for no reason.
Does he get 30 more, or is it really just 30? It's not
even life. No, it's just 30, because this motherfucker got out in 2007.
What?
He served four more years and got out in 2007.
How old is he?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, shit. I don't fucking know.
like, not that old? Like, enough to, like, have a decent...
Don't get me wrong. He's back in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he went back to jail. September 15th, 2011, he was convicted of riot and false imprisonment. He admitted that the only motivation he even had in the first place to get his parole or get out of jail in Brazil was because he had a girlfriend on the outside.
Okay.
That was the only reason he was even trying to get out of the candy land that he was in.
Guessing things didn't work out.
Yeah, no, because he was, you know, put back in prison. Yeah. But his sentence was 128 years this time for the charges of riot and false imprisonment. So that's another 30 years that he's going to get in there. He was born in... When was he born? Shit, my bad, folks. He was born in 54, so he's, 70-ish at this point?
don't know.
Almost like 60s, late 60s, 70s, something like that.
Okay.
Something like that. So, I mean, just depending on his health, he could possibly be agile enough to go out and kill. Who knows? But yeah, that is the story of the real life Dexter.
It's crazy.
Told you.
I've never heard that before.
Right? Me either. Until I found it. And I was like, oh, I've got to tell you and everyone else about this.
He's killed a lot of people.
A lot of fucking people, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why more people don't know about him. But,
and especially since, like, he has been out, like, fairly recent, you know? Like,
yeah, he got, like, locked up the year we graduated high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
I'm surprised I haven't ever heard of him.
Well, now you have, you know, about...
Pedro what?
Pedro Rodriguez Filho. Filho, okay. Something like that.
I like it.
Right? And it's a nice name for a murderer. Yeah. It's a nice name for anyone. He just had to be a murderer.
Yeah. Well, he didn't stand a chance from the beginning, thanks to his bullshit dad.
Yeah, beating a concave shape into his skull. In utero. It's pretty fucked up. You know? Like you said.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. But he's dead now.
Yeah.
Eat your heart out type shit.
Literally.
God. Well, folks, that's the story of the real life Dexter, the perfect psychopath. Let us know if you want to hear anything else specific. Anything that we fucked up. Let us know that as well. And you can write us at
darkinterestpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Insta at
darkinterestpodcast.
And that's it for this episode. We thank you guys for listening. Have a good one.
Bye. I hope I got it. I always question...